to the bridegroom come. You want to be ready to go out and meet him. Thank God tonight for being saved. Thank God for what he's done for me. Allowing me to lift me up out of my place.
Thank
you for being saved one time with the Lord. Come to the rescue. Thank you. The psalm says, "Behold, bridegroom comes." Does that mean to look, behold? And I believe it's a little deeper than just look. He is known to you. May you understand that surely the bridegroom has come. The disciples come to Jesus at one time. They wanted to know about this. They knew he was coming, but they wanted to know when he was coming. And the 24th chapter of Matthew, believe. And as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, privately saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what should be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" That's a question, no doubt, most of us would like to have answered. We would like to know. But Jesus didn't give them and answer that again. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them,
"Take heed that no man
deceive
you."
That possibilities of one being deceived. Jesus said, "For many," 24th verse in chapter 24, "for there shall arise false Christ
and false prophets,
and shall show great signs and wonders,
and so much that
if it were possible,
they shall deceive
the very elect."
Yes.
If it were possible, deceive the very elect.
Yes.
But we know that they won't be able to deceive the very elect.
Amen.
That is our only sure hope of not being deceived, is being the elect.
Yes.
The Lord is taking responsibility for his elect children. Those that will walk in the light. Those who obey him. Those who have his word abiding in their heart. And if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done. So may the Lord help us to see to it that we don't be one of those that is deceived. I think he said they would come those with tired and words, fast speech, and said they would deceive the heart of the devil.
Yes.
So the devil one, that one that won't walk in the light, that one that's skeleton around, is the one that is subject to be deceived. But he is coming back again.
Yes.
The bridegroom is surely coming. Jesus had told the disciples, alluded to the fact that he was coming back many places in the scriptures, and they wanted to get a little more information, so they asked him what should be the sign of that coming. But he's surely coming back. We want you to know tonight that he's coming back.
Yes.
I'm thinking about him. I'm thankful for this meeting here tonight.
Yes.
This entire assembly meeting.
Yes.
The purpose of this meeting is to get people ready for his coming. So if you're not ready for his coming, you can get ready in this meeting. And now is the accepted time. No need to procrastinate and put off, but now is time, and high time to seek the Lord. Amen. I believe Jesus said he was coming, I said, in many places. And when he went up, when he was going up and leaving to go to heaven, on to paradise, you might say. Acts, the first chapter, beginning at the ninth verse.
When he had spoken these things,
he was talking to them, and they were asking him questions.
While they beheld, he was taken up.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up.
And a cloud received him out of their sight.
A cloud received him out of their sight.
While they looked
steadfastly towards heaven,
as he went up, behold, two men stood by him
in white apparel,
which also said, ye men of Galilee,
why stand ye gazing up into heaven?
The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven,
shall so come in like manner,
as ye have seen him go into heaven.
So we see here it said that he was coming. Just like he went away, that's the way he's coming back. That a cloud received him out of that sight and recorded him. The apostle John wrote, writing in the Revelation, he says,
behold,
he comes cloud.
Every eye shall see him.
They also which pierced him.
And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
So he says he comes with clouds, just like he had been told that the cloud took him up. The same way he went away, he was coming back. The Revelation 22 and 12 says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give unto every man according as his work shall be. Amen. He's a just God. Give unto every man according as his work shall be. So it behooves us to be good, that we be up in the doing and doing good work for the Lord. Amen. Another place in St. John, the 14th chapter, where he says he's coming back again. Let not your heart be troubled.
Ye believe in God.
Believe also in me.
In my Father's house.
I'm in a mansion.
If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
If I go and prepare a place for you,
I will come again.
And receive you unto myself.
That where I am,
there ye may be also. That's good enough for me. He said he's going to prepare a place.
Amen.
He's coming in to receive us unto himself. That where I am, there he may be also. So we realize that surely he's coming back. Amen. So when he told us, the apostles, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, there are many that try to decide, try to predict the coming of the Lord. And they have deceived people that he would come at a certain time, but when that time came, he didn't show up. So they were deceived. But we know that Jesus said in the 36th verse of the 24th chapter, but of that day and hour knoweth no man.
Not the angels in heaven.
But my Father only. So we know that we don't want to be deceived, because man cannot predict when the Savior is coming. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. Not the angels, but the angels didn't even know. The angels in heaven, but my Father only. I believe Deuteronomy 29 and 29 says the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children, that we might do all the work of the Lord. So the Lord has some secrets that he reveals only when he sees fit, when he desires fit. And we can't delve into those things because we can't speak firmly about what we are talking about. Amen. But the Lord surely is coming. And it didn't promise a date or anything about when he's coming. There's no way, from reading the scripture, that we can tell that he's going to come on that date. And there's no date set.
Amen.
But he did say, as it was in the day of Noah.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood,
they were eating and drinking,
marrying and giving in marriage,
until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
And knew not until the flood came.
That's wonderful. Now, but as it was, but as the days of Noah were, days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now the day of Noah, things were going on just a normal day. Just normal things. There wasn't anything special about that day. And I believe that's the way it's going to be when it comes. Won't be anything to call us to know that this is a special day the Lord's going to come this day. That we're going to be going about our general duties. Things that we're doing now, people will still be doing those same things when the Lord comes. That they were eating in Noah's time. They were eating and drinking. So I believe that the word is right for his coming now.
Amen.
You can see the people along the highway at all that restaurant any time of night. They're eating. They're drinking. They're drinking soft drinks. And there are bars in some of the cafes. They're drinking hard drinks. But they're eating and drinking. And it says they were married and given in marriage. The people are still married today. I think we got a couple of weddings coming up next month. He might come that night. You don't know. He could come that night. So let us, but the point is, regardless, let us be ready when he comes.
Amen.
And he didn't say when he was coming. They were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So it's going to come right upon us. Stand here in the, get down to the 44th verse.
Therefore be ye also ready.
This is the way it's going to be, and we're not going to know the day. Therefore be ye also ready.
For in such an hour as ye think
not. For in such an hour that ye think not.
The Son of Man cometh.
The Son of Man cometh. 13th verse of the 25th chapter says,
but while men slept,
25 and 13. Happy.
Watch therefore, for
you know neither the day
nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.
Where is the Son of Man coming? Yeah. It behooves us all to watch and be ready for his coming. So when the Bible comes, we can go out to meet him. Says there in the 7th, 1st chapter of Revelation, in the 7th verse, that every eye shall see him. Every eye shall see him.
Amen.
Those that pierce him, they shall see him. There are people that have lost their sight since he went away. When he comes back, they are going to see him. They are going to see him. And it's going to be a joyful day for the righteous and a terrible day, a day of terror for the unrighteous. So it behooves us all to be ready when he comes. He didn't just tell us today, but he told us some of the things that precede the day. Amen. It's time to Timothy, 2 Timothy. Third chapter.
This know also.
Amen. This know also.
That in the last days, perilous times
shall come.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Covetous.
Boasters.
Proud.
Blasphemers.
Disobedient to parents.
Unthankful.
Unholy.
Without natural affection.
Truth-breakers.
False accusers,
incontinent,
sincere,
despisers of those that are good,
traitors,
high-minded,
lovers of pleasure,
more of God,
more of that loving God.
Having a form of godliness.
By denying the power thereof.
Denying the power thereof.
From such turn away.
Turn away. Now, the Lord is giving us a good chance, showing us why that we should be ready. He's giving us some signs here, some things that's going to precede the coming of the Lord. It says, perilous time will come. Dangerous time. Times when we have to be on our watch and on our guard. Else the devil will take advantage, cause us to go back into sin. I believe we are living in those times right today. Perilous times. It's dangerous times. It's dangerous for your physical being. And it's dangerous spiritually speaking. So we must be on our guard. The men shall be lovers of their own selves. This is something that no doubt children, little children can understand. Men, the playmates, lovers of their own selves. Amen. The sign that some people say, I don't love nobody, but I love me. And everything that they can to get to help me, they forget about the covenant. Forget about the covenant. So Lord, help me to see that happening here. Love themselves, their own self. Covetous. A person that is a lover of himself is a covetous person. He wanted all for self. It's covetous. Both proud. They both together. The person is proud and have a exaggerated estimation of himself, of his ability. He boasts. He's proud. That's why he boasts. You see that today. Blasphemy. Disobedience. Parents. Anyone in the building to know that. We're living in the last days. Because these things here is so prevalent in the land. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. People not grateful many times, many acts of benevolence. Not grateful. I'm thankful. In other words, it seems like you say, brother, you're supposed to do this for me. Supposed to do this for me. I'm thankful. We can do this. Unholy. Unholy people. Ungodly people. Any of the ungodly things that go on. Used to be behind closed doors, but it's right out in the open now. May the Lord help us. We want us to see that. We want us to behold the brightness of this time. Amen. Last day. Unholy. Without natural protection. Amen. To see that. I left home. Heard on the radio. Found a newborn baby. And taken back somewhere down. Heard that type of thing several times. That's not natural for a mother. They say a child like that. It's not natural. It has to become a thing. Traitors. prepare my way. High life.
That was a pleasure for the love of God.
Hey, Lord, help me. We can see all of these things happen. The scripture said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Find that sometimes our young people say, they think about the pleasure of the world. And they seem to get bored. So that's the devil working right there. Working to discourage. There's a remedy for that. The time that we can study our Bible, we can pray, help the needy, help the old people, help people that are in need. We can look for work to do, things to do to help humanity, show our love to humanity.
Amen.
That's a picture of some of the Lord. So if I never did get bored hot when I was young, I mean, this work is doing something. But I didn't do what, when I finish what my parents do, I find something to do for myself.
Yeah.
Amen. May the Lord bless and help us realize that Jesus is surely coming, and He's making it possible for us here in this meeting. And we can get ready to meet Him when He comes. Think about all the good messages we've heard, telling us how to get saved, how to keep victory. This is to help us be ready in this period of time. This is to help us be ready when He comes. Amen. Peter said, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is set in them to be evil. Amen. Sinners against an evil work is not executed. So they put off and practice an unwise thing to do. And the scripture says today is the day of salvation, so now is the time. So it behooves us to be ready to meet Him. 2 Peter 3:8.
But beloved, shall we do this one thing?
Now, we don't know just when the Lord is coming, but He is coming. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Chapel has been here about 40 years. I have told you the chapel. My brother, I wasn't a slave. But I loved the slave. I was expecting to be one day. So I came down and I helped. I said, it's been here about 40 years. And there are people that might not be here tonight, but there are people I know that have been coming to this chapel ever so often for 40 years. And they don't have a good experience with God tonight. That's the condition to be in. But the Lord has blessed and we can have a good experience. We can have that. If we just apply the truth that we've heard in this meeting, you'll hear some more of the Lord's blessed. If we just apply them to our lives, we can get a good experience of God. We can keep the victory in our souls. May the Lord help us. God is long-suffering. He's surely coming. He's surely coming. He's not slack concerning his promises. Some folks have slackness, but he's merciful. I would that everyone should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
In which the
heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
And the elements shall melt
with fervent heat.
The earth also and the works that are therein.
The world also and the works that are therein.
Shall be burned up.
It's a deceit going around. They're telling the people that the world is not going to be burned up. It's just going to be burned over. And we're going to come here, 144,000 is going to heaven. And those that are not in that number, they're going to dwell right here on the earth. It's going to all the corruption is going to be burned out of it. And you're going to dwell right here on the earth. I left home one day from work. And somebody knocked on the door. And two young ladies, I went to the door, two young ladies at the door. I had some little books in their hands. They spoke and greeted me like families. Have you heard about the New Jerusalem? God's kingdom, that God's going to set up here on the earth. Don't you want to dwell here? I said, no, indeed. No, indeed. I know a better place.
Amen.
I know a better place. I don't want to dwell here.
Amen.
Jesus has gone to prepare that place for us.
Yes,
then he's coming back to get
us.
Amen. So they couldn't get very far with me, and so they went their way.
Praise
God. May the Lord help us. Says the earth will be burned up. That's plain, isn't it? See, we don't have to be deceived. The word of God makes it clear. We don't have to be deceived. Says it shall be burned up. Amen.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
What manner of persons are
what manner of person ought ye to be?
In all holy conversation
and God.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. Or in the heavens being on fire.
Shall be dissolved.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless,
that's good. It says the elements shall melt with fervent heat. It says the heavens shall be on fire. That's not talking about the heavens where the Lord is. That's the elemental heaven, the aerial heaven. It's going to be on fire. And it said it shall melt with fervent heat. So we don't have to be deceived, I say. Because the word makes it plain. I thought about particularly welding class, and I made metal, it says metal to melt under 1200 degrees, something like that. 1200 degrees, I believe. It will melt. That's hot, isn't it?
And I don't believe there's nothing to be compared with this fervent heat that's going to burn up the earth.
Amen.
The earth shall melt. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, he according to his promise.
Look for new
heaven and new earth where he dwelleth righteous.
Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things,
be diligent,
that you may be found of him in peace,
without spot,
and blame.
Without spot and blame. Be diligent. Be up and doing. Be as opposed to duty, that you be found without spot. Amen. And John said, "He saw a number that no man can number." Palms in the hand. As to worthy, these are they that have come up through great tribulation and have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of man. I believe said one place that the robes were the righteousness of the saints. So we have a chance tonight to get our robes washed. Get our robes cleaned up. And we can keep them clean. Peter said we have an inheritance. Reserved for us in heaven. One that faded not away, but we had to be kept by the mighty power of God. And the Lord will keep us if we're ready. So we want you to be aware that the Lord is coming. Could be tonight. Could be tomorrow. Could be at the wedding next month. And it could be a year later. Just any time, you're right. Christ will come. So it matters not what time he comes, but it behooves us to be ready now. So may the Lord take your heart tonight.